Hi, I'm Dee.
And I'm Sam with the Taggart Experience Podcast.
Inspiring life's experiences.
It's like we came on, I was like, what is it? Oh, it's a leopard. And we're like, oh my gosh. So we're back, and after getting within 5 feet, they decided to get us closer, just for the heck of it. But I really do, I'm curious, why do you think leopards travel alone? Cheetahs travel in small groups, and lions travel in pretty big herds. What do they call a pack of lions? A pride?
A pride.
Yes. Think about that. Why do they call it the pride?
Why are they all so different? Why do elephants stay with their family for like up to 15 to 20 years?
And how have we... So there's like primal elements to this. Like think about it. There's primal elements to they don't want to be with a group. Then there's like the elephants. And then there's like the pride. What's our primal elements of human that we've maybe domesticated or maybe undomesticated? Like we've ignored primal senses in our own generations. You know what I mean? Like, where have we, like, forgot the primal, and where have we adopted to our primal instincts? It's a question, not a rhetorical question. Go.
Claudia?
Well, I think us humans, we, like, need more connection. So we're more like the African buffaloes, right?
Yeah.
Versus, I feel like the leopard, it's maybe like moves faster, works best on his own, you know, is able to.
I like how you say that, you know? Sometimes I feel like people get so caught up in their workload and they feel like they can move faster by just getting in their own but sometimes being as a team is better to protect you. So it just depends on what like stage of life are you in.
Also, like, imagine, I mean, I don't know what will hunt a leopard, but I heard that at night, like, animals don't sleep the full night because they have to watch for predators or whatever. But like, if they're in a group, they can sleep and they take turns to watch over each other.
And leopards can go up in trees, and so they probably feel safer, so they don't need as much of a herd, because they can sit up in a tree where they don't really get attacked by anything. Unlike lions don't chill up in the trees. That's an interesting element. Maybe it has a lot to do with safety, more so than, you know, for us it's connection, but what percent of it is safety? Meaning I can't go farm and hunt and X. I need a grocery store and I need, you know what I mean? Like, I need builders. I'm not building my own place. I'm not, so, you know, the more and more.
Oh, we got some more Apollo coming up.
Yeah, we're not so independent. The more and more to become dependent, the more and more we need for safety and survival other people's skill, essentially.
This looks like prime hunting ground.
Oh, yeah. We're just chilling here.
I can see you in open.
Open field with the Impalas.
We're just out in open. Bushes all over.
They call these Impalas McDonald's. These little snacks. See their bums? They have an M. And the reason they have an M on their bum is just the golden arches. So when a lion sees them, they're kind of like, woohoo. But think about that. Like, this is the easy bait. Well, not really easy. They're quick as hell. So you'd have to chase them down. But, I mean, McDonald's is kind of a quick and easy solution for us.
Anyone like McDonald's? Who actually eats McDonald's?
I mean, it's one of the most global fast food chains out there. They own more real estate.
There has been McDonald's here in South Africa. I think McDonald's and KFC were my
But like, look at that. That's like a little treat for a lion. It's like baby Impalas. Like, yeah, have no chance.
There's a lot of them.
A lot of little guys.
It'd be cool if you put some videos up on this podcast while it's going so they can see what we're seeing.
Oh, for sure. Combined it.
You're listening to this, you're like, wait a minute, where are they? Yeah, we're still on a freaking Jeep.
We might as well make this a vlog.
Three-seater.
Hello.
You're just going to have to visualize us all seeing.
If you're listening, just start daydreaming about just what it's like to be on an African safari. It's exactly what you see in the movies.
It is. Except, you know those YouTube videos, though, that you're like, man, these guys were just doing what we're doing, and then they randomly saw, like, lions mating, and then it made like a trillion views on YouTube, or like they found like a water buffalo getting attacked by a crocodile or something. I hope to capture one of those. We're gonna become YouTube famous. Oh my god.
Thorny trees.
You're manifesting more.
I know. We're gonna be coming. And we're just gonna be sitting here observing this small little water buffalo by the water. Oh, look at those nests. Those are probably some big old birds. Oh, yep. Big old birds. Holy cow.
Holy moly. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. So now we're looking at a flock of... What are those?
They're African chickens.
African pigeons.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Watch out. Oh, okay. Let's talk about these thorny trees. Like, you have trees.
These guys,
and then you have 3-inch...
Thorns.
Toothpick thorns.
Like, would straight stab you through the eye if you weren't paying attention.
Why do you think they actually should have
like safety goggles as protocol?
Yeah, but think about that. Why did that tree grow that big of thorns?
To protect itself.
From what though?
Okay, what's the distinct smell here? Like, what are you guys smelling? What does that smell like?
Yeah, there's like a hint of it's like
poop
not in
everywhere.
Texas farmland right now, but we're in like
non-Texas
subtle.
It just smells pure, like just fresh right now. I mean, it does. I don't smell the dung.
Like
I don't smell the
dung.
No, that was a different smell. It
smells pure.
Yeah, it just smells pure.
Oh, who just ran that over?
No, but think about it. Those thorns in these tires. It's got to be done. Like, those are huge.
Oh, we got more
so
impala.
So it protects itself from what? The giraffes and the...
They're just taking off.
Impala.
I still haven't seen an elephant. Look at the giraffes over there. Their truck is. See them?
They're towering.
They're towering. That in the sunset? Oh my goodness. I feel like I'm like dreaming.
Rallying, I know.
In the dark.
Man on a mission. He's like, screw the impalas. We're not stopping for those anymore. Song. Those are like basically kangaroos to Australia. So anyway, on this podcast, hopefully you learned something about Africa. But we're here on the Tagger bucket list, and you're not. So
I hope you got excited about life, and you start putting things on your list of to-dos and start manifesting it into your existence.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't, because that's what we're here to do, is tell you, you can do anything.
Keep an eye out for our next nest. I'm looking at nest. Next bucket list trip.
Yes.
Coming
at
you.
Mediterranean cruise, Bali.
Yes.
May.
Northern Lights. In Norway. We also are going to do Greece, Mediterranean.
It's going to be epic.
So keep your eyes out for those.
See ya.
Hi, I'm Dee.
And I'm Sam with the Taggart Experience Podcast.
Inspiring life's experiences.